This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, November 23. Good teacher, what must I do? Our reading comes from Luke chapter 18. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good, except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. All these I have kept since I was a boy," he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he became very sad because he was very wealthy. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." A certain ruler, probably from the synagogue or local government, approached Jesus, asking, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" He wanted the same assurance Jesus had just given for little children. Jesus' answer to this man was, in short, everything or nothing. Either keep God's law perfectly on your own, or accept that no matter how hard you try, you can never guarantee that you'll inherit eternal life. No one can keep God's law perfectly, of course. So we must receive His kingdom like little children, who simply trust their parents and caregivers to provide what's good for them. Jesus also saw that this man still lacked one thing. So he said, "Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." Faith in Jesus means following Him in this life, giving our all to His kingdom. The man was saddened by Jesus' response, and he went away. Jesus' advice to sell everything, give away the proceeds, and follow Him was a deal breaker. Is there a deal breaker for us? Is there anything we can't bear to give up to follow Jesus? If we think we can gain the kingdom of God on our own terms, we're mistaken. But if we can accept that God has already graced us with eternal life, then we're certain His gift is secure. Pray with me. Lord, help us to think wisely about eternal life. Reassure us that in You, our inheritance is secure. And free us to follow You with all our heart. Thank You, Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.